take up the process, take their instructions seriously, and become Krishna conscious. Tikshiva, Kurunika, Sudidam, Sarvadehinam, Ajitas, Adavasantas, Adavas, Adabushanaha. The devotee becomes decorated with all nice qualities as a result of becoming Krishna conscious. We follow the instructions of the spiritual master. So here, Prabhupada says, because Dhruva Maharaj had already surrendered to the Supreme Godhead, he was especially requested not to do anything unbefitting a surrendered soul. So we must always remember that we are representing this Krishna conscious heritage which has come down through thousands of years. We have inherited this mission. So Prabhupada was a little nervous. It's like when Prabhupada saw the Sri Radha Gopinath in Sydney. He said, "My dear Lord, I've asked you to come, but now I'm leaving you in the hands of the religious. So please, you know, you take care of yourself." So Prabhupada knew our nature, but he knew the potency of his instructions, and he loved his disciples very much, because he saw how they were reciprocating and becoming. Whenever Prabhupada wanted to associate, he would associate with his own disciples. He didn't go elsewhere. He didn't go back to India to associate with the sadhus and even his godbrothers. He wanted to associate with his disciples because he loved his disciples. He knew his disciples were trying to serve him with all best of their ability, so his mercy was there. He wanted to associate, so you know, but he knew our nature. One time there was a big kirtan, a big kirtan in Bury Place in London. Big, huge kirtan, everyone chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And after the kirtan, Prabhupada said, "Did you see them?" "Who, Prabhupada? Did you see Narada Muni and Lord Brahma?" "Huh? Devotees? This is 1972. What? You didn't see them. You didn't see them. No, no." And one devotee said, "What were they doing, Prabhupada?" And Prabhupada laughed and said, "Narada Muni was laughing at you because you're such Kali Yuga devotees." So if you go to London, now the temple's in Soho Street, you'll see Prabhupada gave an instruction. He said, from now on, he said, you put a little asana there next to the altar so that when they come, they can have a seat. That is proper. When Lord Brahma, Narada Muni, they come, then you give them a seat. So now, even to this day, there's a seat there for Narada Muni, Lord Brahma. Anyway. So Narada Muni was laughing, probably because we're such Kali Yuga devotees. But that's alright. Our incompetence is made up by Prabhupada's supreme confidence, as Lord Krishna's perfect representative. That is his mercy. Jivaramariya tasya dagaram sadhi dhagadag dasya dahi marva kudeha manahi vadasya drishve raman vachaste anytime ashtadame. Lord Maharaj Ahuganas, Saint of Janabharata, O best of the Brahmanas, my body is filled with dirty things and my vision has been bitten by the serpent of pride. Due to my material conditioning, I am suffering. However, your nectarian instructions are the proper medicine to bring down this fever of material existence. And they are the Vidhagadugdasya. They are the cooling waters to relieve one from the scorching heat of material life. It's a beautiful verse. Jvaramayatasya, the fire of material existence, is put out by the put out by your instructions, which are just like cooling waters for one suffering from this scorching heat. So, well, difficulty may be there, but if we accept these instructions wholeheartedly, then you're going to be full success in Krishna consciousness. So we should be that kind of disciple, anticipating the order of the spiritual master, carrying it out to the best of our ability. Then we'll give pleasure. Dhruva Maharaj is described here, that Dhruva Maharaj, he's the pride of his descendant, his dynasty. He's the pride of his son. Just like once, in India, near sandalwood, we have sandalwood. So a sandalwood tree you can smell for many miles away in a forest. So if you're walking in the forest, then you can take benefit of that sandalwood tree. It's very nice. Here also you have fragrant trees. So that fragrant tree, it pervades the whole, everyone is pleased, oh, this nice tree is But if there's another tree which is diseased, no one's appreciating. Oh, this diseased tree is causing so much chaos in this forest, spreading its disease everywhere. So one devotee of society, by his Krishna consciousness, permeating society, he can give blessings and auspiciousness to everyone. But if someone is not Krishna consciousness, it's just like being in the room with someone who hasn't bathed in many days. So one devotee, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, said, I will be satisfied if I can just make one pure devotee. He said like that. I'll be satisfied. Because one pure devotee, look what Srila Prabhupada did all over the world. For the rest of the Kali Yuga, Prabhupada's mercy is there for everyone. Everyone has equal opportunity to approach Srila Prabhupada. No one should think, oh, I didn't get to see Prabhupada. You know, I don't have as much chance as Prabhupada's disciples. That's not the fact. By following Prabhupada's instructions, which means accepting a bona fide spiritual master, you become equally qualified to receive Prabhupada's mercy. If we accept the proper what means, evam parampara praptam imam rajasayo vidu, if we accept this disciplic succession, we have the full mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have the full mercy of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, the full mercy of Gaura Kishore Swami, the full mercy of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the full mercy of the Guru Parampara, the full mercy of Gaura Nitai, and thus the full mercy of Radha Krishna. That is our process. Not that one is more qualified than the other. Just like you have an electric line like this, the potency is the same anywhere you come. It's the same potency. But our Vaishnava process, our etiquette is that we must come in at this point. We can't jump over. So we must accept the lotus feet of the spiritual master, thereby getting Srila Prabhupada's mercy, thereby getting Gaura Kishore's Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's mercy, etc., etc. That is our process. So everyone has equal opportunity to advance to Krishna consciousness. It's so wonderful, this process. So we have inherited. So we want to become like that tree in the sandalwood forest. Or as Chanakapanda put it very nicely, he said, better to have a stillborn son than to have a bad son who lives for a long time. Better to have a stillborn son than a son that lasts for a long, long time. A bad son that lives for a long time. Because one causes grief for a moment, but the other causes grief for a lifetime. So we don't. We want to be the pride of our spiritual master. We don't want to cause us any embarrassment. Prabhupada said when one of his sannyasis fell away, he said, this is a great embarrassment for the spiritual master. Because the spiritual master has recommended us to Krishna. Oh, here's a nice boy. Here's a nice girl. You please consider them giving your mercy to them. All right. On your recommendation, I will give. So the spiritual master has brought you to Krishna, and then you turn around and you turn away Bahir Mukha. Bahir Mukha means you turn your face from Krishna and go away. Bahir Mukha, just you turn your face. Someone's speaking to you, just turn your face away. It's an insult. Bahir Mukha, we've turned our face. Then, so you have recommended this person. Look what he has done. He has gone away. It's great embarrassment. So don't embarrass Prabhupada. Don't embarrass your spiritual master. Always stay in Krishna consciousness. Don't embarrass them. Rather, become the pride. Everyone can be the pride of their spiritual master. Because, of course, just like Krishna, the spiritual master doesn't have favorites. In the material world, one person wins. But in Krishna consciousness, everybody wins. That's how nice it is. Everyone can be satisfied in Krishna consciousness. In material life, like you've got the Olympics. So everyone's running. It's like 40 guys in there, and then one guy wins. Ha, he's so happy, you know. And 39 people are miserable. Oh, I could have won. Paramvidayate Shri Krishna Sankirtan. All glories to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Why? Because everyone's a winner in Krishna consciousness. By serving Krishna according to your ability and according to your nature, if you give 100%, you do the best you can. The Lord perfectly appreciates that, reciprocates with you. So everybody's a winner in Krishna consciousness. Even if apparently you may like not be successful in executing that order, if you've done it with purity of motivation, you're successful. If you go on Sankirtan, you try your hardest, you can't get the books out, that's okay. We're not this controller. Prabhupada said, when did I first say preaching is easy? One time Prabhupada came to Paris. Well, I'll save the story for tonight. Well, I'll tell you now. One time Prabhupada came to Paris, and we were doing the metro system. underground system. It was very hard. We were going in the early morning, coming out late at night, preparing for Prabhupada's arrival. Early morning, we didn't see light for about 1 month. We were going in the dark, coming out in the dark. 7 days a week for 3 weeks, we didn't see what was light on the underground. So Prabhupada came, he gave darshan one night. Any questions? Yes, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, we've been working really hard in the metro. I want to get his attention. We're working really hard in the metro, and it's so hard and everything. And it's been dark, and Prabhupada's looking and saying, when did I ever say that preaching is easy? We never said that. But it's a burden of love. And just like a mother, because she loves her child, she can carry that burden without any real difficulty. Actually, the austerity is very pleasing for her. She likes to change the diapers. Then the devotees are thinking, how in the world could she do that? And she's thinking, my little ray of fish. He's going to be a pure devotee. Maybe he's going to be the next acharya. They don't know. And he's going to take me back to Godhead. And he's going to take care of me when I'm old. This little ray of vision. So she's, no problem, darling. Burden of love. Similarly, we're going out preaching, we're meeting so much opposition in Christchurch, we're meeting the Christians, etc., etc. And that opposition is just like, you know, instead of arrows in the chest, it's like flowers, you know, because we're doing it for our spiritual master. That's why it's pleasurable. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, difficulties and obstacles encountered in your service, my dear Lord Krishna, will be my greatest pleasure. So when a devotee gets to this point, where instead of thinking of his own comfort and discomfort, but rather thinking of the mission of the spiritual master, which is to deliver the fallen conditioned souls, he goes out to preach, and he encounters difficulties. He's thinking, Hare Krishna, I'm doing it for the Lord and for Guru and Garanga. He doesn't actually experience any difficulty. It's difficult, it's cold, it's hot, the demons are there, there's opposition, but it's a burden of love. Because Krishna consciousness means, what does it mean? We're trying to please someone. That's why Krishna consciousness, that's why it's so nice here in Christchurch, to tell you quite frankly. Because the devotees here have this understanding of service. They want to please their authorities, they want to please their spiritual master, they want to please Śrīla Prabhupāda. And when you take away that service mentality, and we become independent, we don't want to follow authority, we want to concoct our own way of doing things, then Krishna consciousness becomes something else. But if we keep this nice spirit of wanting to please our God brothers, our God sisters, our spiritual master, Prabhupada, Mr. Bhagavan Session, Shishitai Gaura Chandra, then Krishna consciousness is always very, it's very blissful, because that's the spiritual world. We just want to do service. We don't want to be independent. We want to be dependent upon Hari Guru Vaishnava, upon the Lord, the spiritual master, and the devotees. So that's why Krishna consciousness is so wonderful, when that atmosphere is there. So whatever difficulty may be there, all right, Hare Krishna. I'm doing it to please the Lord and His representative. Then it's not. That is the best mentality we can have. And then we become pride of the spiritual master. And everyone can win in Krishna consciousness. Everyone can have that. Be a source of great inspiration to those who are trying to train us. Nothing pleases a devotee more than to see people taking to Krishna consciousness. So as we advance in Krishna consciousness, our authorities are also pleased. Nice, cooperative, devotional service. That is the healthy life, as Chaitanya Rasa, as Prabhupada mentions in his Vyas Puja offering. That's the healthy life. And you can judge the consciousness of a temple, Prabhupada said, by the kirtan. If devotees are nicely situated, properly engaged in service, fully surrendered, like that, then you can judge by the kirtan. The kirtan is really enthusiastic, you can know things are going on pretty nicely. It's the barometer. Because naturally, if one is feeling blissful, then he'll want to chant and dance. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Like a healthy man, he has a big appetite, right? He's healthy. He can eat so much. So if we have a healthy appetite for Krishna consciousness, what is, how do we want to express it? Of course, by taking prasadam. Yes, I know that. By chanting and dancing. That's a healthy kirtan, haribol, like this. So, but we must remember, Maya is very strong, so we cannot deviate even an inch. If you're shaving your face and you just look, ooh, it's a little deviation. How do they have that saying? There's many many mistakes twixt the cup and the lip. If the cup's this far away, you're just going to drink, but there's many mistakes that are made just between here and there. So we should never, we should always be careful. We should always be very careful. Devotees are very, very cautious like that. So very cautious to always execute the instructions, work nicely under authority, and do our service to the best of our ability. Then everything will be all right. And then, again, last point here, especially requested not to do anything unbefitting a surrendered soul. So we are actually representing this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So whatever we do, we'll give glory to that, this wonderful movement. And whatever we do, which is not Krishna conscious, will cause to put a blemish. Because people will think, oh, so these devotees are like this, that must mean that's what their movement's like. So we have to always be very cautious and very careful to always do the proper thing to represent this Krishna conscious movement very nicely. And thereby give great credit to Srila Prabhupada. So, Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Are there any questions? Yes, Marsh. By that very sentiment, that if we do something wrong, and then slip-ups are possible. You know, I mean, that's even discussed in Bhagavad Gita, that even if one performs the most abominable activity, he can be rectified if he's properly situated. So sometimes these things do happen. So Prabhupada said that what is the purification? Of course, the purification is again to take up devotional service, because devotional service purifies the heart, as we were mentioning, awakens our love for God. But how should one take up his service again? He should be remorseful. He should feel that, now I've made this mistake, I've embarrassed myself, I've embarrassed the devotees, my spiritual master, and that's sufficient. If one has that mentality, then one will not be inclined to do it again. So that's the personal mentality. That's how the devotee should feel. He should feel remorseful. But he shouldn't feel discouraged. Remorse should be there, but one should not be discouraged to the point where one can't take up Krishna consciousness again. The Lord is very, very, very merciful. Neither should we take advantage of that mercy. We shouldn't take advantage of that mercy and commit sin on the strength of chanting Hare Krishna. But if there is a mistake made, be it a small mistake or a big mistake, then we should feel that such a nonsense, like that's the kindness. So now let me take up enthusiastically again the service of the Lord and not make that mistake again. We should be determined not to do it again. So that's for the particular devotee. As far as the Vaishnavas are concerned, in dealing with such a person, they should be merciful. If correction is there, or even chastisement is there, that lies in the hands of proper authority. And but we should be merciful. Just like Prabhupada told the story of a thief. There was a thief. And a party of pilgrims came by one day on their way to Vrindavan. So the thief, he had a change of heart. So we have that record album. I don't know if they're distributing anymore. Change of heart. Religion means you must have a change of heart, otherwise it's not really religion. So he had a change of heart. He saw the Vaishnavas. And so he joined them. They're going to Vrindavan. So that night they camped out, and when they were sleeping, the thief woke up, and he had this propensity to steal. It was his second nature. So, you know, but I can't steal from the Vaishnavas, he said. Right? That's not very good to steal from the Vaishnavas. So, you know, anyway, I have to do it. So he walked around, he took different bags, put one bag here and another. starts switching all the bags around here, there, and everywhere. And then he's satisfied his propensity to, like, kind of do this mischief of stealing. So then he went back to sleep. When he woke up in the morning, all the people said, "Hey, where's my bag? Hey, you go, wait, hey, who's moved all these bags around?" So the thief woke up and kind of sheepishly said, "Well, you have to excuse me." He said, "I've done it. I'm a thief by occupation. I can't help myself. But in your good association, I didn't really want to steal them, so I just moved them around." So he said, "But you must forgive me." He said, "This is my second nature. I want to be a devotee, but I have this habit, which has become second nature for stealing." So he said, "Just be please forgive me, and in due course of time, I'll become purified." So if a devotee does manifest some material quality or some material desire, then we can't really hold it against him. We have to understand it's his second nature. He's on the trip to Vrindavan. Just like that pilgrim was going to Vrindavan. So anyone who's joined this movement, he's on his way back to Godhead. That's his real intention. If he wanted to be a thief, if he wanted material desire, he'd be out there. So therefore, we always have to see our God brothers and God sisters in this life and try not to see their faults. Faults are there. Every endeavor is covered by fault. But if we begin to see the faults only, then we'll become guilty of that tendency, and then we'll have trouble in our own spiritual life. So we should try to see the good things first. And with that solid foundation, then if there's some problems there, then we can actually help each other. We can actually help each other. We have that. It's like you go to a hospital. "Hey, what's going on here? Everybody's sick in this place. What kind of place is there? Everybody in the whole place is sick." Yes. But they surrendered themselves to the medical institution for treatment to get better. So every devotee has surrendered himself to this movement to become cured of the material disease. And if there's something there, all right. But he knows it. He's there. Try to help him. So personally, if we make some mistake, we should be remorseful. "Oh, such a nonsense. You know, the material energy is so strong. And I have to become much more serious about chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama." "No, I didn't really take shelter of my God brothers. Now they'll tell me next time." So, like that should be our mentality. But for the end, as far as the devotees are concerned, all right, so there's some problem there. You're here to become cured, so all glories to you. And if there's something needs correction, then that correction will lie in the hands of the proper authority, temple president, GBC, whatever, and correct. So this type of cooperation amongst the devotees is what Prabhupada wanted. Cooperation just doesn't deal with our ability to execute devotional service, but cooperation also takes into consideration our inability to execute devotional service. So that's also, Krishna consciousness is perfect. We're dealing with problems all the time, big and small, but the solution is always Krishna consciousness. Any other guess, Marjorie? Experiencing in Krishna consciousness, that experience can help us. That's why seniority in Krishna consciousness, respect is given to someone's seniority in Krishna consciousness based on the date of that person's initiation, his age, and his service. Because generally, in other words, we respect senior devotees. So how do we understand who is a senior devotee to whom we can put our faith in, having confidence that they'll make the proper decision? Well, one guideline can be, of course, one can be very Krishna conscious, without any qualifications, but a general guideline would be when that devotee took Dikshina, how old that person is, and what his service is. The person has a very responsible service. If he's older by age and he's an older initiated devotee, then, we could have some confidence, like, someone is a good leader in Krishna consciousness, then you will see that he's successful. So you can take shelter of that person. Yes?
You mentioned that verse by Queen Kunti about how we should pray for coming in to have the secrecy.
You don't have to pray that I'm coming anyway.
if you're not at that level, you're like quite often clammy. Might not think of question you, think of all sorts of other reasons why that happened. Is there a recipe for getting that through?
Isn't there? If there's no calamities, there's ayana bhagati bhoti kanati daivik. There's miseries caused by the body, by the mind, by other living entities, by demigods. So a devotee is always aware, just like that's a very soft cushion. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that a devotee, an intelligent devotee, should always be aware of the evils of birth, death, old age, and disease. And in that way, he'll always be able to appreciate spiritual life. That's an instruction by that in the Bhagavad Gita. And then we can see it in another way also. For instance, in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Rita Nanda Maharaj, who was writing the purports and part of that 10th canto, he's making the point that how is it that if one surrenders to Krishna and the Lord and his representative take one sinful reaction as a form of his karma, that we see that devotees go through difficulties. So analogy is that, you know, the fan is going, when you pull the plug out of the fan, then you stop the current, but the fan keeps moving for a little while. Keeps going, and then it eventually stops. But then again, one might question, if the Lord promises full protection when we surrender to Him, and the spiritual master takes our karma to give us a clean slate for advancing devotional service, how is it that the devotees sometimes undergo difficulties, and sometimes big difficulties? So Maharaj gives a very nice, makes a very nice point. It's one way of understanding that question, because there's many ways you could look at it, but I thought it was very nice. He stated that just to remind his devotee about the nature of material existence, you know, a little sting like that, so that he doesn't become complacent in the execution of his devotional service, the Lord puts his devotee into difficulty. So I think Krishna would arrange that. If we, whatever we need, you know, yogi kshemam bahamyam, Krishna says. I protect what they have and provide what they lack. So whatever we need in devotional service, the Lord will make that particular arrangement. So the Lord knows the particular mentality of each of his devotees. He knows that if he did this, that would be too much for one person. But he knows this is just what another person needs. Just like Prabhupada was preaching to two sannyasis in Vrindavan. He said, sannyas means never staying in one place more than 3 days. Always traveling and preaching. A rolling stone gathers no moss. So why are you still here? This is the fourth day, you're still here? He said, get on your bus, get the wheels rolling, he said. So I didn't want to consider that was an appropriate instruction to a sannyasi. He has no home. He has no place of residence. He's just traveling depending upon the mercy of Krishna. Should come to Christ Church, they take nice care of them here. So, then, Prabhupada said to the next sannyasi, he was sitting right next to him, he said, but you stay here and manage and you never leave Vrindavan. So that appears to be a contradictory instruction. To one sannyasi, he's saying you travel and preach. To another sannyasi, he's saying, don't ever leave, don't travel, stay here and manage. So it appears to be contradictory, but because the devotees were present, the devotees knew both these personalities, both these sannyasis, they could see that Prabhupada's instructions, rather than being contradictory, were perfectly complete. Because for one person, a certain instruction was given, which was perfect for him, another instruction was given to another person, which was perfect for him, without going out of the jurisdiction of the Vedic teachings. So in answer to your question, Manaji, the spiritual master must be expert. A leader must be expert. But expertise comes after time, purification. three elements. Preaching is the essence, books are the basic utility, but unless the devotees are pure, Dharma Book won't spread very quickly. So we have a responsibility, as I was saying earlier, to Prabhupada, to this disciplinary succession, to Lord Krishna, to become purified. Not just for our own self, but for their reputation and for the upliftment of human society. We have to become pure. Not that we want to become a big devotee so that, you know, we'll become famous or whatever. We want to become a big devotee so we can be a powerful instrument in the hands of our spiritual master. We'll be pliable so that we can execute their order. That's why we want to. So the Lord, he may make different arrangements for his devotees. So he probably gives two different instructions. So, you know, whatever difficulty we get, we should accept that as the mercy of the Lord. It's not under the jurisdiction of Maya anymore. If difficulty comes, then we should see that the Lord is trying to purify us. So the Lord, he may make different arrangements for his devotees. So he probably gives two different instructions. So, you know, whatever difficulty we get, we should accept it as the mercy of the Lord. It's not under the jurisdiction of Maya anymore. If difficulty comes, then we should see that the Lord is trying to purify us of some material attachment, or he's trying to remind us we're going on like the rabbit and the hare, right? The hare, the rabbit. We've got plenty of rabbits, I think, in New Zealand. So the rabbit's running very quickly, and the turtle is going very slowly behind him. So the rabbit thinks, I can slow down. That turtle's so slow. I'll just keep going along and walk. All of a sudden, you know, he fell a little asleep. And what happened? The turtle passed him up and won the race. The hare and the tortoise. Famous story. So, you know, we may get like that. We may be going along very nicely in Krishna consciousness, and then we may become complacent as a result of our complacency. I mean, even Bharat Maharaj, he was in the bhava stage of devotional service. He was tears of love were coming like, you know, streams out of his eyes when he chanted Hare Krishna. And he got attracted to a little baby deer. So we had to be careful all the way along. So sometimes, you know, we may become a little complacent. So the Lord may give us a little slap on the face and remind us, okay, don't become, you got, you know, okay, you're 50% of the way, but it's a long, you know, journey back home. We're going on the path, but there's many dangers between where we are situated now and the pure devotees are on the other shore. So just part of the Lord's mercy is just a little knock on the head. So, you know, that's up to Krishna and to the spiritual master. That's why we need the shelter of the Lord and his representative. Better to understand, you know, where we're at in Krishna consciousness and what actually we, instead of waiting for it, we can go to Guru, we can say, please help me, where am I? Paripashana Sevaya. I'm a fool. I've fallen into this material existence. I have so many material attachments. They're going to cause me so much grief in the future. Please instruct me. Tell me what to do. I'm surrendered to you. Oh, that's why. In other words, there may be so many things in the future, so okay. So let me surrender to my spiritual master. He will tell me. He will help me. That is his qualification. One shouldn't become guru until he can give that shelter, give that training, give that instruction, take that concern, give his association, spend time giving that instruction. It has to be there. And one who has that shelter, Prabhupada told the story, he actually has no fear. Because he knows that he's fully protected. Even though there may be so many obstacles ahead, he can always take the hand and go over the obstacles without any difficulty. Prabhupada told a story. He was walking on the beach one time in Bombay. And there were different dogs running around. Have you seen in India the dogs? They're skinny, you know, have their furs off. They're always afraid, going like this, going around like that. But Prabhupada pointed out the dogs who had a master, they were all fluffy and fat, you know, and kind of walking around with a smile on their face. Because in India they also have dogs, they walk the dogs to the beach. So Prabhupada said, just see. He said, those dogs have a master and those dogs don't. So what is the difference? So the devotee said, oh yes, the dog was on a leash, he's very happy and fat and wanting him, licking his master's mask because he knows he's protected. protected. He's protected by his master. His master's going to take care. He's the servant, he's the dog. But the master's taking charge, so he's feeling happy. And the other dogs who have no master, they're paranoid, they're running around, they're looking here and there, they're scared. So we can apply the same situation in Krishna consciousness. We have a spiritual master, we've taken shelter, and we're being protected like that. There's no nothing to fear. We can get a little fatty. Take prasadam, we can, you know, chant the holy names without any problems. May be there. That's all right. But we're like, this is the dog collar. Here, this is the dog collar. And that means that we have a master, and a master will protect us. If we're faithful and chaste, then why shouldn't he give us protection? So whatever danger may, we may be a little afraid. I don't know, I'm not so surrendered, I'm so advanced, so is Krishna going to send me a big test? Will I be able to overcome it? One time Prabhupada was walking on the beach with the devotees in Bombay, and they were walking down the beach, and in those little sand crabs, there were a whole hundreds of them. As the devotees started coming up, and all the sand crabs, they went into the ocean, you know, they go sideways, right, the crabs. So Prabhupada said, oh, just see. He said, why have these crabs gone into the ocean? So he's with the scientist devotees, so they were giving different, you know, explanations. Well, it has, you know, the vibration of the earth, the hairs in their body, create a certain reaction to electricity to the brain, and then, you know, I said, no. He said, they are very small, and the ocean is very great, so they know they can take shelter there. So the position of the small is to take shelter of the great. So who's the greatest of the great? Śrīla Prabhupāda. He's the greatest servant of the Lord. So we just follow Prabhupāda's instructions. We're safe wherever we are. We can even go to hell. And we're just following Prabhupāda's instructions. We'll always be safe. So Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple-minded and difficult for the crooked. Crooked means I want something else out of Krishna consciousness. But if you just want Krishna, then just follow Krishna's pure devotee. One time the devotee said, Prabhupāda, I'm just going to take shelter of your lotus feet. Prabhupada said, that is very difficult because these lotus feet are traveling all over the world. But Vani and Babu, there's the physical presence and the instruction. So of the two, the instruction is the most important. So I think we'll end there. It's getting a little late, 9:30. We have other things to do. So all glories to Śrīla Prabhupāda.
Jayo, Jayo Gora Chande, Arati Keso. Giva Jayo. Daki Nitai Chan Bane Gada Giba Daki Ikate Advaita Srini Asacha Tadara Vasina Tin Gora Chan Ratna Singhasane Viva Vasina Tin Gora Chan Atna Sangasane Paroti Kore
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.